Issa Touré works doing odd jobs on a busy street in Freetown. He says he is not happy that the election has gone to a runoff, but that he will vote anyway.
But they said it should be runoff, so we have no solution unless we go with the runoff they talk about.
Touré says he will vote for opposition candidate Ernest Karoma of the All People's Congress. However, he says he does not understand why Vice President Solomon Berawa of the Sierra Leone People's Party did not give up after he trailed Karoma 38% to 44% in the first round. By Sierra Leone law, a candidate must win the first round with 55% to avoid a runoff. National Electoral Commission spokeswoman Miata French says she is worried this kind of confusion about the electoral process will keep other voters from the polls on Saturday.
There could be problems with voter apathy and in terms of information. The last elections, we didn't have runoffs, and so people really don't understand the concept. A lot of people are actually voting for the first time, so that's another stage that we need to explain to them so that they understand exactly why they need to vote. So it's not very easy convincing them that they need to vote for the second time.
French says the Electoral Commission has been busy trying to inform and explain to the public what is happening. But, she says, with only 2 weeks between the announcement of the runoff and the event, time is tight and the commission has a lot to do to get everything in place for Saturday's vote.
We're doing a lot of material delivery now. A lot of the material have gone up to the district offices, but then they have to move from the districts into the constituencies, and that in itself is a challenge because of the roads and the weather. So that's one thing that's very heavy that we're going to be doing over the next few days.
French says the commission has been working with civil society, distributing voter information to help people know where they should vote, how to vote, and why. The election is the first since the withdrawal of UN troops in 2005, and only the second since the end of the nation's decade-long civil war. President Ahmed Tijan Kabah will be stepping down after serving the maximum 2 terms allowed by law. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Freetown.